Welcome, my friend. For the past 3.5 years, I've been watching digital marketing from the sidelines, crippled by fears, doubts, and insecurities. That all ends today. Join me as I go from $0 online to multi-million dollar tech company in just a few short years. I'm Michael Abdo, and you are now listening to Startup Secrets. Okay, welcome to today's podcast. Hey, I'm actually recording this post-podcast because during the podcast, I was just sharing my thoughts. And after putting everything together, I realized that this is exactly what I'm wanting to talk about. And that is the two commodities of today's economy. Now, if you're familiar with Seth Godin, he is one of the greatest marketers and thought leaders of marketing of the 21st century. And this idea he recognized and he shared that you need to get someone's attention and you need to earn someone's trust. And that is the core of marketing, and that is the core of building a relationship, is first getting attention and then building trust. And without those two things, you don't have marketing and you don't have a business. And so for me during this episode, I was really thinking about, okay, how, like, one, whose attention am I going to get? Because I can't just say, hey, everybody, look at me. Like, that's going to only stop a few people. I have to say, hey, look at me. Here's what we're talking about. And then that's going to interest some people. And then with those people, I'm going to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to need to build trust with them. So in this episode, I clearly, or not clearly, I talk about and I brainstorm exactly who I am going. Okay, so back up. I think about it as, like, this is just out in the marketing world. It's just like a fog. It's just a dense fog. You can barely see your hand in front of your own face. And there's just a bunch of people walking around, you know, and you're blind, you're looking for stuff, and you bump into someone and like, oh, hey. And some guy's like, hey, do you want essential oils? And you're like, no, man, I really don't. Like, I'm looking at how to scale my business. And he's like, oh, okay, but they're really cheap, you know? And you're like, all right, get away from me, right? And so I think about marketing as you need to know who you're looking for. And so when you come across them, instead of just offering your product or service to anybody, you're like, hey, are you looking to scale your business? And someone says, yeah, I am. And you're looking to scale it through Facebook ads, right? Yes, I am. Oh, sweet. I have this new opportunity that you can't find anywhere else. It's called personality marketing. Is that something you're interested in? Can you tell me more? Sure. I'm Michael Abdo. Here's my story. I'm from Iowa. I'm a 21-year-old college dropout. I've had to teach myself and invest my own money into learning digital marketing. I had these frustrations with marketing. I'm realizing it's not just a numbers game. It's based on trust. It's based on building a relationship. And I've seen these patterns, and I know this is possible. I'm looking for a few people who also see those patterns and want to jumpstart and really make this proof of concept. Is that something you're interested in? It sounds really risky. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if I can trust this opportunity. How do I know that I'm going to be safe? How do I know? Hey, man, I totally get it. Like, I've been there. And if you look at those who have created and who have made it to the top in the shortest amount of time, the quickest people, like, they're willing to take risks and not just, you know, blanket risks, but like smart, educated risks. They see the framework, they see the systems. And maybe it's not a proven, like, 120,000 people are doing it, but you see that, yeah, we can make this work. It, like, do you think you can make this work? And just for those few people who say yes, then it's like, game over, man. Like, you grab me, I grab you by the hand. I'm not going to let go until we get these results. And that results is just clearing out the fog and you first start with one or two or three other people. And then after you clear those people out, then you have this little group. You're like, oh, hey, you scaled your business too? Yeah. It's like, okay, let's reach out to those around us and let's start yelling and calling out for those in the fog. Like, the louder, like, I can only shout so loud, but if we have me and two other people, we're like, hey, we scaled our business. Then other people are going to be like, you, how? Michael, he taught me personality marketing. And then you create a group of people. It's not a Facebook group. It's not a YouTube channel. It's not followers. It's not likes. It's trust. It's attention and trust. And then if through the whole thing, you're documenting it, through the whole thing, you're like, hey, I'm Michael right now. I'm looking for people who are, you know, I'm looking for people who are wanting to scale their business. I have this sweet opportunity. It's not for everybody. Some people are going to say, you know, it's too risky. I can't do that in my business right now. But I only need two or three people. Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what, when I have close friends who are like, hey, what are you doing on social media? That vision of just finding that two or three other people. So that's what I talk about in this episode. Hopefully that's inspiring to you. If you're in a similar situation or thinking about it, like, all you need to do is reach out in the fog and find two or three other people. And then you guys yell together and you start banding and holding hands together. And there's this bigger and bigger group and more people will join. But it's getting that attention of the first few people. It's earning that trust of those first few people. And then from there, man, oh, I'm excited. But I'm not going to lie. The thought comes to my mind, yeah, but what are you going to do for money on the side? If you're doing this for people, what are you going to do for money? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to stay alive? How are you going to pay off your debt? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to charge people because I want people to say yes. I don't know. Oh, man. Oh, man. I just think of like two or three people who right now I can help. And if I can just help those two or three people. Are you kidding me? Gonna blow their minds. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. Man, this is crazy. Okay, so check this. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm talking, I'm yelling, right? And some people are listening, other people aren't. Some people are engaging, some aren't. This morning I was in a funk, and I actually recorded on my journal just the thoughts I was having, and you know, about friends and family, and them questioning what I'm doing. And then I go to, you know, a different Facebook group, and there's just so much noise, you know. There's just so many people saying this is what you should do. This is where you should go. And there's just so much noise. And so, one, I'm trying to sift my way through all that noise, right? That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, like, I am trying to not add to the noise, but like I'm another voice in the noise. You know what I mean? And so I'm thinking through all this and I'm like, there's a million and one different people that I could listen to about their podcast and their marketing about this and that. There's a million and one different Facebook groups that I could join. There's a million and one different people that I could help. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, how do I differentiate myself? Why would I spend my time listening to a low-level entrepreneur who's like just a step ahead of me versus like a high level like Russell Brunson or Dean Graziosi or Tony Robbins, you know? And so it's just this back and forth of like, this is getting more and more crowded. And yet it's still working. You know what I mean? And thinking like, how can I, Michael Abdel, differentiate myself? Because I'm like, how do I say this? Nobody knows me. You know what I mean? Like, not a single person knows who I am or what I do in the big scheme of things. Yeah, maybe I have 40 people in the group. But other than that, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and I have my goals in my eyes and I'm like, yeah, I want to become the top tier, like the best of the best, like the recognizable. And so it's like, oh, it's just this back and forth. It's like, how does that work? How do I do that? It's like, well, produce content, but then you're just adding to the noise. And I don't want to recirculate and keep saying things that people are saying. You know what I mean? It's like, what am I qualified on, and speak on what I'm qualified on. And there's so many different thoughts and it's just like running in circles and going again and again. Just so, so interesting, you know? I think the biggest question that I have is, what am I doing that's unique? Like, what value am I providing that no one else is? And I say value and, oh gosh, it's so frustrating. But that if I'm not providing something that no one else can, then anybody could do it, you know? And that's just the way of, that's capitalism for you. That's a free market. And it's good, but it's also hard. But what it does is it causes me to want to rise more and provide more. And so I think there's really two main things is, one, I have to niche down. I have to. If I'm saying to everybody like, hey, I have this great solution to everyone, nobody's going to listen. But if I look someone in the eye and be like, I'm helping specifically these people and this is the specific exact result that I am committed to getting people, then they're going to look at that and going to be like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Right? And so I need to get exact with two things. One, the who am I going to serve? And then two, the result. What result am I going to get them? And that's scary because I'm like, well, there's so many more people that I can help and so many more things that I can do. It's like, no. I want to look someone in the eye and be like, you are exactly who I want to help. And I'm exactly going to help you with this exact with this exact result. And with that clarity and with that focus, from there, that breaks through all the noise, right? And so just off the top of my head, thinking about, okay, who do I want to help? Who do I want to serve? I want to serve young, successful, entrepreneur, Christian, scale. So, oof. young men or women, Christian, entrepreneur, scale. Basically, I want to help me. Is there a niche for that? There better be. Better be. Yeah, I sure hope so. It's just hard. It's hard because it's like I go back and forth, right? Between like, oh, this is too narrow. I'm not going to be able to help people. And oh, this isn't broad enough. Like there's not going to be enough people here. And so, clarity though. So that's who. And then it's like the idealist versus the realism. And it's the mixture and the merger of those two. It's how ideal do you be, and then how realistic do you be? And it's this back and forth, you know? But the result that I want to get people is I want to help them scale. What does that mean? That's not, it's hard because I don't have any specific results. So I don't know what I'm promising people or what I can even promise people. That's why I need to work with a few people, get immediate results, and then bada bing, bada boom. So then it's who are those people that I want to help? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm going with. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Okay, I have to include this. I stopped that recording, and as soon as I clicked stop, I was like, who are you? That's immediately what jumped in my head. Who are you, Michael, to be able to help people scale? What experience do you have in scaling a business? What experience do you have in paid ads? What experience do you have? Why is someone going to look at you and say, yeah, I'll work with that kid? You know what I mean? And yes, like I understand that that's realism, but at the same time, I have something that I know will work. It's proven. The proof of concept, personality marketing is proven to work. It's proven to work. I mean, Tony Robbins used it for crying out loud, interpersonally. But then it's used digitally. There's been Donald Trump used it. You know what I mean? And this is what's so hard is because I'm trying to convince people of things that I'm not fully convinced of myself. But the fact of the matter is the proof of concept is there. So the opportunity is there. The framework is there. And for the few people who say yes, and join at the beginning, that's gonna be the beauty. You know what I mean? They're gonna have an unfair advantage above everyone else. They're gonna be the ones that people look up to, and they're gonna be like, man, I wish I could just be like them, just because they're willing to take an educated risk at the beginning. And that's what I am doing right now. Like, it's a risk. Heck yeah. But there's more than enough reason to believe that the risk will pay off 10 times as much. And because of that, everything flowing out of that, come on, man. Come on. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm not gonna lie, this was all over the place. as I'm talking and sharing, more ideas come and things get clearer. And it's so cool that you are able to be on the journey with me as these things are coming into clarity. And so I'm going to do my best moving forward to, if you like this kind of style, to continue this, maybe have a little more organized where I do my initial podcast and just share my thoughts. And then from there, I do my introduction and be like, here's what we talk about, jump into the meat of it, and then have an outro like this. So it's a little convoluted. It's all kind of back and forth, but man, I'm super excited to be able to be on this journey and have you a part of the journey. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in next episode. Want more startup secrets? First, follow me on all major social media. Then be a part of our movement by joining our elite Facebook community, Personality Marketers. Finally, go to michaelabdo.com to find our newest